afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a Wednesday, the opening of Eagles camp. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Ike.
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
Well, we got Nick Sirianni, which we knew was coming. I didn't realize he'd be accompanied by Howie Roseman in dual press conference today, Ike. That caught me by surprise.
Oh, good move by the Eagles.
Very good move by the Eagles.
Yeah. Don't send Nicky out there by himself.
As Bob Lang has came back to the organization and bringing in somebody that can help with, as we saw last year with Doug. I mean, there was... Doug didn't handle a lot of situations great last year, so it seems like that they're trying to get ahead of some things, and Nick did a great job today. Nick Sirianni was pretty impressive in his press conference. Howie Roseman as well, except for this, Ike, and I want to get everybody's reaction to this, and we'll play a cut. So let's play the cut, and then we'll get the reaction, okay? Because we're all wanting, like, what's the major questions that we have for Howie and Nick Sirianni? There's a lot of things to ask him about, but we want to know about the starting quarterback. We want to know about Jalen Hurts. We want to know if you're going to name him the starter. We want to know why you're not going to name him the starter. Really, we're trying to read between the lines if you're not going to tell us anything. Here's Howie when asked about what they've told Jalen while possibly looking for outside options at quarterback.
Well, I think we talked about Jalen and how he's done everything possible off the field and during the spring practices to take the reins. And we want to see him do that. You know, I think this is a big year for any player who goes from year one to year two. And so we're excited to see that and see his growth and working with the ones. And hopefully that happens. And I think that, you know, one of the things that I always find kind of funny is that whenever there's a name bandied about, the Eagles are kind of associated with that, you know. And I understand because we have more draft picks, high draft picks going forward, that that's probably going to be continual as players become available. But, you know, we draft these guys for a reason. We're really excited about the development of them and excited to start practice.
Well, Ike, very, and it wasn't just that, but very so far, including today and the rest of the offseason, the Eagles, for a while, I thought not naming him a starter was for show. It was just being like, no, competition, competition. But if you read between the lines of everything that they're saying when asked about Jalen Hurts, they're very wishy-washy about him. What was your reaction to what you heard today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just confirmed what I had sort of thought. The entire offseason that, you know, Jalen Hurts is going to get an opportunity to prove that he can be the guy. But if the Eagles absolutely knew that he was the guy moving forward and they felt that confidence and sure about him, they would just go ahead and name him the starter. Like,
it'd be easy to say.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Right.
They drafted him. Like why wouldn't it be? So they are obviously sending out the message that we believe in Jalen. We want to give him an opportunity to show us that he can be the guy. But at the same time, we aren't necessarily going to just go in and say he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for some, that may be concerning. But this is sort of what I felt the entire offseason and the way they've sort of handled this. And I mean, they can dress it up as competition if they want to, and that's fine. But the bottom line is, if they were absolutely confident in Jalen Hurts, that he would just be the starting quarterback. I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
it's just that simple.
If you believed in him.
Because no, who's going to question it? Like, who's going to question it?
Even if, like
no one.
I don't think that – I honestly – and by the way, we agree, right? Like, I think we both know that we think that the Eagles aren't sold on Jalen Hurts, and that's why they're kind of leaving everything open-ended. And, yeah, they're going to give him an opportunity to start, but given the opportunity to answer questions – like, general managers and coaches lie all the time. Lie all the time. It's the nature of what they have to do. It'd be very easy for Howie to have answered that question to saying, you know, what Jalen did last season was impressive in difficult circumstances. We loved what we saw from Jalen Hurts. And I'm never going to say that we don't look at possibilities of trying to improve our football team at all times, because we do. But we have a lot of confidence in Jalen Hurts, and we look forward to seeing what he can do this season. You don't have to name him the starter, but you have to show some type of confidence that you think that he can be the guy. And I haven't heard that from Howie Roseman. I haven't heard it from Nick Sirianni, who really hasn't been here that long. But I haven't heard that from the organization. Like, I've heard some wishy-washy talk with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I mean, because it is what it is, for a lack of a better term to use.
It's how the Eagles feel.
Well, I mean, how should they feel?
I guess they have to feel the way that they feel. Yeah, right, you can't make the Eagles love Jalen Hurts as the starting quarterback if they don't.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, should someone be making the case that they should be in love with Jalen Hurts and he should be the starter? Here's what I believe. He will be the starter. I mean, he's going to have to be awfully bad to not be the starter. The real question will be, once the season starts, is will he be able to hold on to the job from start to finish? Because that's when the real test comes. They can sort of script practice and, to a degree, script the preseason games, because you're not going to show a whole lot. But when things start flying for real and it's unscripted and he has to react in real time on the field and actually produce, then that's when he's ultimately going to be judged. And how long will they allow him to work his way through the growth that every young quarterback, growth period that every young quarterback gets, well, high draft pick gets when an organization believes in them, to allow him to work through that? That's going to be the real test. This other fairy tale of somehow Deshaun Watson may become available and the Eagles are going to make that move, I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying that's why they aren't naming him the starter. I think they want to see him go out there and actually command the offense and give the Eagles the best chance to win early. They want to feel confident about that by what he does in the preseason, in practice, and they are giving him the first crack at it. But they aren't going overboard with trying to sell people on Jalen Hurts and how good he is as a quarterback. And that's a smart thing to do, because if it was Wentz, they would tell you he's the quarterback for the next 10 years, because that's the talent they saw in him when they drafted him. So right now with Jalen Hurts, they can be very complimentary of him. He works hard. He's a great leader, all the great intangibles. They know those are the also reasons why they drafted him. But they also know to play in this league at that position and to pass the smell test, you got to produce. On Sunday, on Monday, on Thursday, he has to produce. And they haven't seen it long enough for them to be head over heels about it.
No, and they say he's got to, like, it's there, take the reins. Like, the job is there if you want it. Yeah. But it doesn't seem like the Eagles seem like they want Jalen Hurts to take it before they're going to say he's going to take it or he has taken it.
Yes.
I'm
okay with that.
Okay.
Because I sort of feel that way. And I believe that's what's going to happen ultimately. So I don't believe it's a big deal. But, I mean, that's there. I mean, we got to watch him in the preseason and see if he picks up the offense and all this stuff with the footwork and all these other things that need to do in order to play quarterback in this league, in this offense, and be successful. He has to go out there and do it. We all can like him and root for him and hope he does it. We've done that with just about every player they draft here. It doesn't mean they actually go out there and do it.
No, of course not.
And so, I mean, we're going to root for him, but I don't mind the Eagles not going overboard with trying to sell everybody on how great Jalen Hurts is and what they expect from him and big future and all this other stuff that we heard when they drafted him.
I mean, I agree with that, but it's almost like that they can't even let you believe that they like him and they want him to be the guy right?
I think we want them to tell us they aren't looking for another quarterback.
Yes.
They won't do that. Because that would be lying to us.
Okay, but they're supposed to lie to us.
Okay. So they're not going to tell their team that they're out looking for another quarterback.
So here's what I'm saying.
You got to read between the lines. I don't want to use the term political, but when you're out there trying to be a politician, you got to play both sides of the fence for the most part. And they're trying to be honest with us by not lying to us.
No, I agree.
By not lying to us, but at the same time, they aren't going to kill their player, who they drafted. And by the way, they may not get whom they're trying to leave themselves open to get.
Yeah.
So they need to make sure they have some support behind Jalen Hurts. I'm actually okay. I would feel a little different, and they know they would be setting themselves up to have to answer for it if they were coming out telling us how great they feel Jalen Hurts is, and he's the guy, and we're not looking for another quarterback. Like, they don't need to go over the top to do that. Because they, to me, that would be boxing themselves in.
I agree with you, and we're going to get to the phones. We're going to play Sirianni cut coming up in 1 second. We take phone calls in the first segment at 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. I don't want the over-the-top, Jalen Hurts is the greatest, he's the best, everything's great, it's okay that Carson Wentz is gone. Because you're right. I don't think Eagles fans want to hear that. But I would like the team to show a little bit of confidence just for the sake of Jalen Hurts not looking over his shoulder. Just for the sake of Jalen Hurts not wondering, is the next Deshaun Watson rumor coming? Is that really going to be the case? Also for his teammates, like I believe that if you're a GM, your job is to lie until the trade happens, right? So, like, you lie and say, you don't have to say that Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback for the next 10 years, but you can also at least give a little bit of confidence to say, Jalen Hurts impressed us last year. We like Jalen Hurts a lot going forward, but we're always going to be looking to upgrade our team if those possibilities give us a chance. They won't even do that. They really won't commit to him at all. And it's not just what they say.
How much more should they commit to him?
All I'm saying is to show a little confidence that that's the guy you drafted in the second round, and he played pretty well last year, and he's here, and he's clearly the best quarterback that's in camp.
And he's running with first team.
Right, he is.
So it's essentially he's going to have to lose the job.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
So does that, like, because I don't think
that's what it is. He has to lose the job. Basically, he has to play bad enough that Joe Flacco needs to come in and play, or they need to go look for somebody else. He has to lose the job.
And I don't think anybody really believes at the start of the season Joe Flacco is going to be the starter because he outplayed Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Week 5, if Jalen Hurts is 0-4, okay. Then we might be talking about Joe Flacco being the quarterback. But heading into the season, and that's what I just don't get. Like, you don't have to give him the job. You can show confidence in him without saying he's the starting quarterback. You can tell people and you can let everybody know you like Jalen Hurts and you like what he's done so far in this league, but you're always playing for your job. Then more or less say nothing.
I don't know how they do that without doing what I thought what they did today was okay with me. Like I was wondering how they would handle this. I thought they would come out and just put all this stuff to bed and would give us sort of the over the top with Jalen Hurts. But to me, it doesn't signal they're going out to get Deshaun Watson. I don't even know if Deshaun Watson is going to be traded. Who wants to switch places with Houston and take on the unknown, plus give up high draft picks and players to take on those problems? What team is running to get Deshaun Watson?
I agree with you.
Nobody. If the Eagles wanted Deshaun Watson, they can go get him. If they wanted him, they go get him. Go give up the draft picks. Go do it. Go get him. Go get him. They don't want to give up the price that it's going to cost to get him, which is probably what it is, or there's enough uncertainty around that situation that they don't want to dive in there right now. Because that's essentially what you're doing. You're taking on Houston's problem. You are actually paying the Houston Texans to give you their problems. You're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take all the court proceedings, the civil suits, and the potential suspension from the league and got to go meet with the commissioner. Yeah, we'll take all that bad PR here and give you 3 first-round picks for it. Yeah, nobody's doing that. At least I don't believe that.
I don't think their behavior has to do with Deshaun Watson trying to trade for him now.
Okay. So then we get that out of the equation. Yeah. So then what's the other option besides Jalen Hurts?
I think that they don't believe in Jalen Hurts, and they don't realize how they're portraying themselves and how they feel about the guy.
Think this looks bad for Jalen?
I thought originally this was just some stupid Nick Sirianni competition thing, but the more and more they talk about Jalen Hurts and less they throw him any type of a bone, tells me that they don't think he's the guy.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Here's Nick Sirianni when asked when they'll name a starter for Week 1.
We play Atlanta, so we got to be ready by Atlanta to have all the ones named and all the twos named. So no, nothing in mind as far as when we got to make these decisions. They'll play out. They'll play out as we go, right, with these practices. Like, it's just great to get out there and practice. We're going to be able to go in there and make the corrections and praise the things that went well. And, you know, and set the standard so they can see it. So, again, those will play out. Just really excited to work with Jalen and Joe and Nick. I think a lot of teams in this league would be thrilled to have that quarterback that quarterback room that we have with the veteran leadership and then the playing experience that the guys have. So no timetable, just really excited to work with the guys.
Oh, we got to shorten these answers up, man.
First part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Stop, man. That was not necessary. We could have just shortened that up. Like, I don't need to name a starter until week one.
That's it.
Yeah, all the other stuff.
And then he's talking about all the teams
come on, coach. Yeah.
All right. There was a couple additions to the drop board today.
Let's watch the videotape.
I'm sure there was.
4-2-1-5-4 All right, we'll have to debut them. So here's what we're doing. We're going to get to the phones in a second. At 3 o'clock, LA joins us. Larry Anderson with his usual Wednesday Phillies check-in.
And we can't confirm that he drove away Tyler Anderson. Like, he didn't want another Anderson, you know, taking away his shine.
We'll ask him at 3 o'clock.
What we can confirm is they lost that game last night.
Yep, and they didn't get the starting pitcher. He got traded to the Mariners. We're gonna play the best of Sirianni and Howie coming up at 3:30. It's the best 8 to 10 minutes that we have. It's good. Elliot at 4 o'clock. Your phone calls all around it at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to what you heard today and kind of what Ike and I are talking about. Why won't they name him a starter? I don't think it's a big deal. I'm not saying that it's like, oh my God, what are they doing? I don't understand why they're acting the way that they are. Unless they really just are unsure of what Jalen Hurts is, and they don't want to give anything, any type of real confidence in him, which is what they're doing. All right, let's go to Colton. Colton's calling from Oxford, Pennsylvania. Colton, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Colton?
What's up, Colton?
Listen, as far as the Eagles not naming him a starter, I'm not really worried about it because it doesn't matter really to me at this point. You heard what they said. They want to see Jalen take the reins and run with it. And that's exactly what he's going to do. I think they're also running with the head coach's narrative that every position is a competition, you know. Like, we all know Fletcher Cox is a starter. We all know Jason Kelce is a starter. Darius Slay and so on and so on. It's the same thing with Jalen. And I'll be damned if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback week one for the Eagles. It would be ridiculous and pretty much a waste of a second-round pick. Jalen Hurts is the leader of that team, especially on the offensive side of the ball with the young guys. And it's starting to become a weird situation. You're right, John, especially with Sirianni being so extra with his answers. It's kind of creepy. But I think sooner than later they're going to come out and be like, yeah, he's our guy.
The longer he talks about a simple question, the more and more fishy it sounds, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's definitely really fishy. Maybe that's just the way he is. Maybe we'll get used to it, but it's definitely weird right now. But still, it's only a matter of time. You guys already know how I feel about Hurts. A couple more days of training camp, they're going to fold and announce him as a starter. That's my opinion.
No,
won't happen until they play preseason games. I guarantee you that much.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, name him a starter after four practices.
So they have four preseason games?
Three.
They have three preseason games. So, I mean, they're playing at least two preseason games before they're officially naming a starter, and it seems like they're going to wait until after.
He just said week one.
Right.
I mean, I don't know when they're going to do it, but he's basically just told you, I don't have to name a starter until week one.
Right. He answered the question that it was like, when do you have to officially name your starters? The question, real question was, when are you going to name Jalen Hurts the starting quarterback? And it's, he said before week one.
Yeah.
Nick in Mullica Hill, New Jersey. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
So, I normally call into the midday show. This is actually my first time calling into you guys, but you guys are great.
Thank you.
Well, how come you never called us before, Nick?
All right, so
I'm just kidding with you. I'm just kidding with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it.
So, first off, I just want to say, I think Sirianni has to take some notes from Belichick about how to answer some questions instead of writing a book on a simple yes or no question. Like, I mean, this is bad. Like, you're not writing a poem, buddy. Like,
yeah, just get in and out. Yeah, get in and out.
The point.
Yeah, get in and out.
That might be something they're discussing with him currently, going over the press conference and saying, I mean, that's like, what I would be doing if I worked for the Eagles.
Let's watch the videotape.
Yeah. Right.
But this Watson thing is, like, it's scary, man, because if the Eagles can't, you know, confirm that Hurts is a starter, put the Watson thing aside, they're saying that Flacco could possibly be the starter? Like, that's what's scary to me. That's what scares me. Not the fact that, they might trade for Watson. No. The scary fact is Flacco might be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we would all be shocked if that happened.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be at some point.
Well, six games into the season, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how long it – it's going to be, but this will be a tough start to the season. And if you're not winning football games, or if Hurts doesn't look good out there, it's going to be interesting to see how long they stick with him. That's the real test there, is when the actual games start and he struggles, or if he doesn't struggle, you know. Like I said, he would have to look bad, in my opinion, to not be the starter when the season starts. It's basically his job to lose.
He would have to lose, like you said.
Yeah, it's his job to lose.
In a major way, too. I mean, it couldn't even be – he would have to be bad to where everybody would realize, like, uh-oh, this is trouble. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up next. Do you believe the Eagles are committed to Jalen Hurts? Doesn't sound like it. Is it an open competition? See, I don't believe it's an open competition. Right, like an open competition would mean that the starter is the best player in camp in the preseason, and I don't believe that that's going to be the case. Jalen Hurts would have to be so bad not to be the starter. So I don't believe this open competition crap. It's not like that with all the positions. We'll get into it. Is Ben Simmons traded to where? Ben Simmons trade machine, because a star says he wants to play with an agile big man, and we have the three main teams in on a Ben trade. We'll tell you that at 2:45. Your phone call is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Will we see Joe Flacco as the first team quarterback at some point?
Well, right now, where Jalen's in with the ones, and he's working with the ones, and he's earned that because he's worked his butt off, and we're hoping that he takes the reins and rolls with it and continues to just get good reps with the ones.
Yeah, Coach Sirianni gets nervous when asked about the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Grease, we're back.
Well, they want to make sure they answer it right. They don't want to throw something out there
that
we'll dive on and run with it. Yeah, they don't want that to happen.
We're listening closely to see if he slips up and says anything.
Sure.
So he's thinking about it when he's answering it. But, I mean, if it's open to competition, why isn't he getting first-team reps, Coach? And he's like, he's earned the first-team reps right now. Okay. So does that mean Joe's going to be getting the first team reps later today or tomorrow or Saturday?
Right.
I mean, it's an open competition. How can it not be an open competition if you're not getting first team reps?
See, this is why I would have never gone with the open competition thing.
Because we're going to ask every day.
Yes, exactly.
Every day.
That's why I said they would have been better off just naming him the starter.
Yes. So why? Why? Like why? Listen, the players are going to be asked. Sirianni's going to be asked. Jalen Hurts, and by the way, Jalen Hurts spoke today. He's going to be asked. He was smooth with everything that he said today. I like him. He has a certain way about him. But this isn't going away until you say he's the starter.
Well, I don't know if it's, as long as there's no other real threat there, there's no pressure there other than to perform well. And that's going to be there. That's the one thing. Listen, you're going to be a quarterback in the NFL, let alone the city of Philadelphia. You ain't got to be able to handle it being a little hot around you.
Yeah, this is nothing compared to what
it could be. Yeah, we haven't even started games yet. So,
no, you're right.
So that's something that comes with the territory a playing quarterback in this town, and he has to – that who's ever the starter here is going to have to deal with that. What quarterback didn't have to deal with that?
Man.
Just played here.
It's not easy.
Yeah, so
ask any of them.
Whomever the starter is going to be, that's what you're going to be dealing with, and that isn't going to change. So, you know, he answered the questions, I thought, very well today. He doesn't need to get rattled by it. Seems like he understands. This is all about what he does or doesn't do at the position, and that's the way I kind of view it. I just look at it as it's his job to lose. Like, it's his job to lose, and the Eagles are really just making sure they don't go overboard by overextending themselves by basically guaranteeing him the starting job.
Yep. All right, that's it. And our Twitter question revolves around that, and it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. When you're looking to get engaged, visit Jim and Mark's Jewelers, and you're supporting the home team, and you are getting the best service and the best product in the industry. Visit marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. Jack Fritz, why do you believe the Eagles won't publicly commit to Jalen Hurts as the starter? Because they're looking elsewhere. They truly want open competition. They aren't sold on him, or it's not real. He'll start week one. See, like, and because I don't think it's real, but I also don't think they're sold on him. And that's the reason why they're – because, like, there's a difference between not publicly committing to him as the starter and also answering how you answer questions about him. You could be.
I just don't understand how. Like, what do you want him to say about him? What else? What else were they supposed to say that would make you feel better about Jalen Hurts being the starting quarterback?
I mean, nothing about Jalen Hurts being the starting quarterback. What I'm saying is that I find it interesting that they won't even say something to the effect of, we like Jalen Hurts a lot. Jalen Hurts impressed us a lot last year, but the job needs to be earned, and it's an open competition to quarterback. Like, you can say one thing, but also be complimentary and show confidence in the player. And I haven't seen them show confidence in the player yet.
I think they have. I think they have. They're showing it by giving him the first crack at being the starter. I really do. Now, see, it's one thing to ask, have they committed to him for the future? That's a different question than are they committed to him for this year? And I think they are. It's just a matter of how committed. Well, that's going to depend on how well he plays. Like, is anyone going to be saying Jalen Hurts should be out there if he isn't playing well for 6-7 weeks?
No
one's going to be saying that.
Nope.
So then why would the Eagles need to say that? That they're going to stick with him regardless of how he plays? They're not going to say that.
Let's go to the phone. Steve in Downingtown. Steve, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
You're good welcome.
Show. What's up, Steve?
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Ike. You know, I believe they're taking that politician approach, I should say, and they're just focusing on camp and saying, okay, camp is camp. We'll see what happens, you know? And I want to say a couple other things here before, you know, I run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
You just started.
Okay. When this is a Deshaun Watson thing, I think the only possible way conceivable that you could even entertain a trade for him is if every single woman would come out right now and say they totally lied, you know, which isn't going to happen. You know, that's the only way to get out of all this mess. Because like Ike said yesterday, you know, who wants to go into the season with all this unresolved, every press conference, everything, every time you turn around, like the other guy said the other day, 10,000 women outside the stadium with placards and picketing the stadium. So I'll let that go at that.
Yeah.
My one question is, what do you think of Xavier Howard, and do you think they might go for that?
Well, my thought was before he tweeted yesterday, boy, I tell you, the players report and then everybody lets their feelings out.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. I don't know how they get him now. I mean, it's going to cost a lot to get him.
You trade.
Well, because then he wants a new deal. That's his whole issue.
Yep.
He wants a new deal.
I mean, he even said talked about Byron Jones's contract.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not even the highest paid corner on my team. It's like, oh, you're right. So you're going to have to give him the top cornerback contract of all time.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're going to have to trade a one plus.
Yeah. I would imagine Miami's not giving up the arguably a top three corner in the league for free.
No. Absolutely not. No, so it's going to cost you big time. And their cornerbacks
They can't get Xavier Howard. I would love to have Xavier Howard. Yeah, that's – I just don't see how that's possible.
I would agree. Jack, I mean, do you find it strange – do you just find the whole Jalen Hurts thing with the Eagles strange?
I guess
that's what I'm saying is I just find the whole way that they're acting about him strange.
Yeah, and I just think it's weird how last year they were so, you know, celebratory and trying to sell us on the draft pick, and they didn't say he's Russell Wilson 2.0, but they basically said we made a mistake in 2012 and we didn't want to make the same mistake again. And then this offseason, it's all, yeah, he's got to go earn it, which is fine. But with the way that they talked about him last year and trying to sell us on the draft pick, they're not selling us on Jalen Hurts. And I think that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it may be somewhat concerning, and we'd have to ask those that believe Jalen Hurts is the guy from here on out moving forward. When they hear those things, how do they feel and what do they hear? But for me, who have always been of the belief that this is a year that they're going to find out if he's the guy or not, that's what it seems like the Eagles are doing.
Before they say anything else.
Of course, yes. Okay. They're trying to find out if he's the guy.
Let's go to Brett Williamstown. Brett, what's up? How are you?
What's up, guys?
All right.
What's up, Brett?
I would say my issue, what doesn't make sense to me, is, and I'm not comparing Jalen Hurts to, like, obviously not to Drew Brees or Rodgers or Brady or any of those guys, but the teams that have their starters, they don't have to have those press conferences about them, who they're naming and what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were that comfortable with them, name it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. You're right.
You know what, Brett? It's a lot like when they asked Daryl Morey about Ben Simmons, and said, and Howard said, "Is Ben Simmons going to be on this team next year?" And Daryl Morey, you know what? The easiest answer is to say, "Yeah, of course Ben Simmons is going to be here. He's a part of our foundation, and he's going to be here for many years to come." Instead, he didn't say anything for 4 seconds, and then he stuttered because everybody knows that there's a chance that Ben Simmons isn't going to be here, and he's not sure. Mm-hmm. Same thing with this. Right,
yes,
like if they were really
on the roster.
Yes.
I mean, Joe Flacco. I'm not. Honestly, I say there's a lot of people that don't like Joe Flacco being like. I don't think that's a bad backup at all. Honestly, but
I don't think it's a good backup.
I also think that
Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
Or that, but they're not gonna like. Neither one of those guys is starting. I think everybody knows that. The whole open competition thing. It's just. It's almost to the point where it's just getting a little bit old already.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I agree. They don't even need to say that anymore. Please don't say that again. I mean, this is an open competition at left tackle?
How about center?
Well, no, left tackle. Let's start there.
Dillard was with the ones today, right?
Yeah, when did he win that job?
That's a great point. He must have been working his butt off.
Oh, man. How many defensive ends did he play against?
Ah.
Huh?
How come he gets the day after what Mailata did last year? How come he gets the start? And by the way, Jalen Hurts is the draft pick, right? Like the Eagles should want to blow smoke up our keisters because of Jalen Hurts. Carson Wentz, it started Carson Wentz wanting to get the hell out of here, right? Mm-hmm. So at the very least, and I guess I appreciate that they're not going over the top. Like, let me give you an example.
I know I do.
Andy Reid told me Mark Cimino was a great player, when he told me the wide receivers were great, when he told me Greg Lewis was fine at punt returner, like when he did all those things, we didn't believe him. And then when it blew up in his face, it bothered me and I was angry. Mm-hmm. Right? But he always had his player. He always wanted to give his players confidence, right? Like he was never going to tell you, well, you know, like, no, Todd Pinkston and James Thrash were good enough. These guys were good enough, right? Mm-hmm. But like, not here. Not here. No pumping them up. No trying to give them confidence. Nope, like he's got to take the reins. It's what it's
what they talked about, his work ethic. They talked about, you know, the intangibles, the leadership, all those qualities. They don't have, and we're talking about the new coaching staff. They don't have any true rapport with him other than the little time they've spent together this offseason. They haven't been through games with him. They haven't been through a week of preparation leading up to a game with him. This is a new coaching staff. You gotta realize this coaching staff didn't draft Jalen Hurts. So it's not like they've been in love with him and they had an idea of what to do with him. It's more or less like, yeah, I mean, we like some things about him and we can learn to love it. And I think that's where some fans are. That's where a lot of the fans are. You got those fans that believe he is the next Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson and is going to be here for the next decade. But then you got those fans out there like, you know what, I'm intrigued. I'm willing to give him a chance, but I'm not going crazy about him right now. And that's kind of the approach you should take. You can be, I think we're all Eagles fans, you can be supportive of Jalen Hurts. I think the Eagles are supportive of Jalen Hurts, but I don't think they've seen enough, and I don't see how they could have seen enough of Jalen Hurts from a game footage standpoint and where they saw him this offseason to go in and say, you know what, he's the guy.
No, agreed.
He's the guy.
If it's a high
– it can get to that point if he plays well, he puts together 2-3 straight months of playing well and not just necessarily wins and losses, but him playing well and showing that he can command the offense, command the huddle, and show some promise, then you feel better about him the more information you have on him. And then you start to gloat about him and boast about him and feel more confident that he has the potential to be that guy. But I don't think he's done enough to warrant that. Some people are doing that with blind faith because they're Eagles fans.
We agree.
And that's fine. But I wouldn't buy it if the Eagles were doing it.
Well, so
I wouldn't buy it because that's not the way I feel right now.
I don't think that he did enough last year to where he earned the no doubt about it. He's our guy of the future, right? Like,
right.
Good first game against the Saints. He showed some stuff last year. He did, mm-hmm. But also by the end of the season, you went from being like maybe he is the guy to being like, I don't know. Like it felt like he took the job from Carson Wentz, and then by the end of the season, I remember my reaction was. yeah, no, he didn't take the job from Carson Wentz. They shouldn't get rid of Carson Wentz. Now, Carson decided he was getting out of here anyway. But, yeah, I mean, he didn't earn the job to me last year, and I guess the Eagles just feel the same way about it. Go to Craig in D.C. Hi, Craig.
Marks and Reese. What's up, fellas?
Craig.
What's up, Craig?
How are you?
All right, fellas. Long time no talk, man. I had to get in on this convo. Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Welcome aboard.
Hey, man. All right, fellas. All right. Good to talk to you, man. Just want to jump in on this, man, real quick on the Phillies. Man, Phillies, look, man, everybody in Philly, just chill out, man. Phillies ain't going nowhere. You hear me? And you know, just by the way they lost that bid for that pitcher the other night, they was like, well, they're going to get this pitcher. And then he ended up going to Seattle. I'm telling you, man, that pitching is just horrible. The bullpen's horrible. I just don't see a shot for the Phillies making the playoffs. We would all like to, but I think people just got to temper down their expectations on the Phillies.
I don't hear a whole lot of people calling in, yeah, you know, hanging from the rafters saying this is a playoff team.
Oh, man, on the other shows they are. You know, I listen to all the shows, man. There's people still tripping off of that. Oh, yeah, you got to go buy. And I'm like, okay,
so you're saying don't buy because the team's not good enough.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. I don't want to mortgage nothing like that. Yeah, but anyway, going on to the Eagles, man. Listen. I'm kind of like where you're at. You kind of hit it on the head just a minute ago with the Eagles. I just don't think that Hurts is the guy. I mean, listen, you got a brand new coaching staff in there. Listen, every coach wants to have his signature on his QB. They did not draft Hurts. Hurts was drafted in the second round. It's obvious that they're not even committing to this guy because they won't even name him the first round, the starting QB, which we know he possibly might be. But we all know that they stockpiled all those draft picks mm-hmm. for a reason.
Yep.
Man, if I'm telling you, if Watson comes up clear any minute, I don't care what they say, man, they're going to go after Watson. They don't care. They're going to try to get this stud QB in here some kind of way. And I just don't know. And then after today, and, you know, people are talking about they're not even in the pads yet, man. And they said he had a bad day today. I don't know if y'all heard his stats, but it was like 5-for-16 and just all over the place with passing. You know,
Elliot's coming up at 4 o'clock.
Whoa. Five for 16.
Yeah. You didn't hear the stats?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who was it? I think I heard Richie earlier said, because Richie and him were at the practice.
Right.
They said he had a bad day, man. He said he was missing pads. I mean, these guys are just wearing helmets and shorts. Wait till they put
the
pads on.
Make you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, yeah.
All right, Craig, yeah. Listen, 4 o'clock. Elliot,
I can't wait to talk to Elliot.
Elliot charts every throw from every practice of all, even in the 60s, he was doing it before he was born.
Oh, you know he has the Hurts throws.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's charting those. Don't be out there fudging the numbers either, Elliot.
So does he have an actual chart on a clipboard, or is he doing it in his phone? Have you ever seen him? Is this a laminated
good question, huh?
Case it rains?
I don't know. I think it initially started with a legal pad.
Yeah, I could see Elliot with a legal pad and a pencil.
Yeah, I might be wrong. We ought to ask him. I don't know.
Is it a number 2 pencil where you know, you can take the standardized test with, or a pen?
I'm never at practice, so I don't get to see him.
All right. We have a very juicy Ben Simmons trade machine today, Ike. Go for it.
This is the Ben Simmons trade machine working.
All right, 2 items for it. First of all, is it Henry Abbott? I mean, this guy has like 600,000 Twitter followers, but I who is he? He's an online hoops writer who
Henry
gets...
Abbott? That's a basketball guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm just like he's not.
He writes for True Hoop or runs True Hoop.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to figure out if this is legit. Watching, this is what he reports. Watching Giannis win the finals and playing on Team USA with Bam Adebayo, sources say Damian Lillard is as excited as ever about the idea of playing with a super athletic and mobile big man. That from Hoop Central. True Hoop and Henry Abbott. So guess what?
It's good. We have one of those.
Awesome. Is he the most agile and mobile big man that's out there?
He's the best big man in the game.
Damn right. All right, Dame. How much do you think that his mind, if he's out there in the Olympics and he's going out there being like, man, I want to stay in Portland because I'm loyal to the organization, but like I also know that like he comes back next year, they have no cap space. They're not going to be. They don't have pieces to trade to try to make the team better. They're going back. You're essentially going back with the same team. He's got to know that's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah, and he has to feel comfortable being a bad guy,
right?
Or I don't even know if he necessarily has to be a bad guy. I mean, you go to Portland and you tell him, "Look, man, I'm a forever be a trailblazer. I mean, you can make the argument he's the third greatest trailblazer behind Bill Walton and Clyde Drexler. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a trailblazer I would have in front of Damian Lillard, other than those two right there. And you know, it's about how you do it. And if Portland knows that this is about as far as they can go and they can improve the team because they're cap-strapped, and how do you sell to Damian Lillard that he should stay other than just loyalty? You're not selling him on, we give you the best chance to win a championship, or we can trade C.J. McCollum for whom? Who? We're not trading you Joel Embiid, so... Like, who are you getting traded to Portland that's going to give Dame Lillard a better chance to win now and make him want to stay there? It's virtually impossible. So Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers front office, you got to come to a mutual agreement. And, man, Dame, where you want to go? That's the key thing. See, here's what I worry about in all these things. What's the relationships that Joel Embiid has built around the league with the other star players? Is he politicking when you're at these all-star games? You know, stop with the trolling stuff and get in a circle where these guys are in circles and they're in cliques. Now, and that's the way you buddy up to some of these other stars around the league.
That's how these super teams get made.
Well, it's about relationships. Yep. The guy has to want to come play with you. And you got to sell them on coming to play in Philadelphia. We love this place. We're crazy as hell. So to the outside, people are scared to come here and play.
Right.
So now you got to convince Dame Lillard he should come here versus going to Miami
right.
or somewhere else.
It's one thing in the NFL when you give the guy the most money from mm-hmm. anywhere.
He already
he's getting that money.
Yeah, he's
getting
that
the
no
money.
No matter where he goes.
He's
yes.
getting it.
Yep. So, but. I love it, and I love the fact that he wants to play with an athletic big man. I just hope it's not Bam in Miami.
Yeah, I hope not, too, because that's one of the rumored destinations. speaking of Miami, Ike,
yes.
This is according to Sam and Mick of The Athletic. I read this morning, talking about Ben Simmons, and he says that it's increasingly likely he's going to get traded. And he names three teams, Miami Heat, Toronto Raptors, Washington Wizards. Oh, Washington Wizards.
Well, we know who we want from that team, and it ain't Russell Westbrook.
No.
So,
what about Bertans? You want Bertans?
Yeah, I'll take
so,
him.
So, we'll certainly be happy there. Toronto, I guess, what are they getting? Kyle Lowry?
Fourth overall pick.
Okay, I like that now. I like that fourth overall pick. You want to send me the fourth overall pick and Fred Van Fleet? I'm with you.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'll consider that. Because I like Jalen Suggs. But I'm not doing the fourth pick until draft night.
Right.
When I know Suggs is available.
Tomorrow night.
Miami.
Yeah, there's one player.
Yeah, who? Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler.
We're bringing Jimmy Butler
would
back?
Would you trade Jimmy? Would it be Jimmy Butler and something for Ben Simmons? Or would it be Jimmy Butler for Ben Simmons? And would you do it?
Can we get Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro? Just so I can get Jack Harlow here?
I'm
a Jack Harlow fan,
I mean,
too.
I would like that.
I do Tyler Herro.
Okay.
Although Tyler Herro might not work here.
So is it Jimmy? You're
I don't
right.
think Tyler Herro would be pumped to come to Philly.
To come to Philly.
But Jimmy Butler and then
Duncan Robinson. No, I'll
Duncan
take Jimmy
Robinson.
And Duncan Robinson. Yeah.
Well, I would do Jimmy for Ben straight up. And maybe you need a
Duncan's
side
Duncan's a little
sweeter.
Younger. Yeah, Duncan's a little younger, so I like having – because I'm giving you a 25-year-old. What is Jimmy, 30?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we know he's moody, so we don't know how long that's going to last. At least Dame's not moody. I know he's 31, but hell. Yeah, I take Jimmy back. Yeah.
Jimmy's 31.
Yeah, I'd take Jimmy back.
We'll be 32 in September.
Embiid loves Jimmy. Jimmy loves Embiid.
Yep.
And I hope that Jimmy Butler learned last year that he can't be the best player on a championship team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had false hope.
The bubble. Yeah, the bubble wasn't.
When Giannis choked the bubble.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Maybe put that up for Twitter. Because it's been weird.
It's already up.
Is it? People haven't wanted to. All the rumored trades that have been out there, people haven't wanted to do the what was the Portland trade with McCollum or whatever.
Yeah.
They didn't want to do that.
No.
There was another trade that we put. Oh, Cleveland for Kevin Love and the third pick.
Terrible.
They didn't want to do that. The Sacramento. I would. By the way, I would do the Cleveland thing. I would do Love in the third pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would do it. And Kevin Love helps the team this year.
Stretch four.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would do it.
You get Suggs.
I wonder if Morey's trying to get a high pick for Ben, if he's trying to get this done tomorrow night.
Get Suggs.
Man.
Right? Because the other guys are big men. We don't need another damn forward.
No, you need Suggs.
Yeah, Suggs is the top guard in the league.
All right, we'll get back to your phone calls as well. But coming up,
Kay Cunningham is a forward, right? He's shooting forward, right?
Yeah.
Small forward?
Yeah.
He does it all.
215-592-9494. Larry Anderson.
I got 24 hours to brush up on the draft.
Yeah.
Your mock draft's coming out tomorrow then, Ike?
Yeah, 24 hours to brush up on the draft.
Ike, NBA Mock Draft 1.0 comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, no one player. That's all I know is one player.
That's pretty much one. You know two. Larry Anderson coming up for his Wednesday hit. What would he do if he was running the Phillies this week, and a whole lot more? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, as summer heats up, so does the betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S, and your first wager is risk-free up to $600. Place your bets on all the exciting showdowns in MLB, NMLS, and more sports from around the globe. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. So simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter the bonus code MARKS to get back up to $600 on your very first wager.